This is KUT. It's been about a month now since the Austin Police Department launched a new program to address homelessness. KUT's Saida Hassan tells us how that effort is going.
A few weeks ago, officers took to the streets of West Campus in downtown Austin. Their goal was to better understand the needs of people experiencing homelessness who often congregate in those neighborhoods. It was a departure from their usual protocol of simply arresting people living on the streets, often for minor offenses. APD Commander Patrick Cochran is leading the department's homelessness outreach team, or HOST team for short.
We're trying to get something else other than just, you know, arrest, release, they move, arrest, release, they move, you know, and that kind of thing. And the HOST team is getting some of that done.
One of their goals was to identify gaps in services, and Cochran was surprised at just how big that gap is. In less than a month, officers have conducted 78 new coordinated assessments. They assess how vulnerable that person is if they remain on the street. And that's the first step in connecting people with housing.
Which means that's 78 people that hadn't been done. You know, so they weren't even in the system to get any services. And that's part of what the team is doing, is they're doing the outreach. Instead of waiting for people to come to us, we're going out there.
They're also hoping to save the city money. When officers get a call about someone who needs medical attention, Cochran says the protocol is to call the emergency medical service. But the HOST team has been able to cut down on EMS rides by transporting people themselves. They're also working alongside mental health counselors from Austin Travis County Integral Care. Kathleen Casey is the director of adult behavioral health at ATCIC. She says they're working to build trust with people experiencing homelessness.
And so that partnership really has solidified. The officers are there to help keep the community safe, and with the mental health team there to link folks to the necessary treatment.
APD plans to do a formal assessment of the program later this summer. Commander Cochran is hoping to get more funding to expand the effort citywide. Saida Hassan, KUT News.